You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Grizzlies podcast, an emergency edition of the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Mark King. For this show, the Grizzlies had to jump on and do a emergency podcast. The Grizzlies are trading Marshawn Brooks and Wayne Selden and 2 second round picks to the Chicago Bulls for Justin Holiday. So this is confirmed. It was first tweeted by Shams, however you say his name. And then Adrian Wojnarowski also confirmed it. And then I just saw Chris Harrington confirm it as well from the Daily Memphian. So it definitely is a trade that is happening. The Grizzlies are willing to part with two players. They were willing to part with a couple weeks ago and Marshawn Brooks and Wayne Selden, two guys that have been largely unaffected this year. Marshawn Brooks has been stuck on the bench the past couple weeks, getting DNP CDs or just playing spot minutes whenever he was needed. Wayne Selden Jr. had been okay here and there. He only even played like 5 minutes last night. And then they include the 2 second round picks. Personally, I think that's entirely too much for Justin Holiday. And not that I care about giving up Wayne and Marshawn, because I don't think that's a big deal. I think flipping Marshawn and Wayne Selden, two guys who are ineffective and not part of your long-term plans, for Justin Holiday is a good deal. Justin Holiday is a prototypical 3-and-D player. I think including the second rounders are a bit much for Justin Holiday just in terms of value. But it also sounds like they were probably in a bidding war for Justin Holiday. That sounds like other teams were also looking and interested in once the Bulls made him available. So it sounds like they were probably those two second round picks are probably what, you know, they just offered to seal the deal and get the player that they wanted. Justin Holiday is a 29-year-old shooting guard, combo guard. He's 6'6", so he's a bigger guard, can play multiple, defend multiple positions. You know, it's been decent. You know, he's a good defender, can defend multiple positions. He's averaging almost 2 steals a game this year for the Bulls. But he is an older player. You know, he's by no stretch of the imagination the youngish, long-term, youngish player on a good contract you could keep for a long term. That is not who Justin Holiday is. He is a good NBA player. He averages, you know, just over 35% from three for his career, shooting 36% this year, only scoring 11 points a game. And that's kind of where I hang up on this, kind of raise your eyebrow a little bit. Justin Holiday is he's only scoring 11 points in 35 minutes a game for Chicago on a bad team. Typically your stats are, you know, your guard stats are inflated on bad teams. They usually are able to score more points than they probably are actually able to score and, you know, get on a good team. Like, look at Dylan Brooks, an example last year, a guy that, you know, had inflated stats, and you see kind of where he is this year. It's a bit of a different story. So it's concerning that you're on a team that is very, very bad at basketball, and still, you know, a bit concerning. Not like a huge red flag, but I think it's a bit concerning that you're on a very bad basketball team and only scoring 11 points a game. It is rebounding just over 4 rebounds a game, just over 2 assists a game. Like I said earlier, 1.8 steals for this year. Really, you know, he plays defense very, very well. But I think the points are what's concerning. Do I think it's better than what you had in Marshawn Brooks and Wade Settle? Absolutely. 100% absolutely better than what you had in those guys. So, I mean, I like the trade overall. Like I said, I think it's too much value for someone like Justin Holiday. Justin Holiday's contract, you're looking at, he is on a $4.3 million deal. This puts the Grizzlies just at the tax, or maybe right over it. I haven't looked at that far into it, but it's a $4 million deal and it's expiring this year. So you do have his early bird rights for Justin Holiday. So you can offer him up to 175% of the previous contract. You know, The idea, obviously, you're not going to trade for a player like Justin Holliday, and the idea is not to try to retain him this summer. They're probably going to do everything they can to retain Justin Holliday, and so if you give up picks and two players, some sort of the only assets you even had this year for Justin Holliday, and he ends up walking, that's going to be, in hindsight, a bad deal. But I don't think the Grizzlies are done. I think they'll probably do some more stuff in the trade market. I think that either Garrett Temple or Jamaica Green, or a combination of both, will probably get moved as well. I think Jamaica Green's a really, really good expiring contract. I think Garrett Temple's a great expiring contract as well. But Jamichael is a good expiring contract because he's a useful player on teams that, even if it's for a team that's competing, he's still a useful player that can come in, rebound the ball, play very, very well for a team, or he's a player that is just an expiring deal. It's $7-8 million come out the books for somebody, and that's how they view it, and that's all that matters. So that's why I think Jamichael's probably the best tradable asset you have, and he's probably the biggest piece. I think they'll probably try to look at trading. I think that you definitely try to turn in, Garrett and Jamichael maybe together, turn that into a youngish player on a better contract. Try to look for the future. And so if you can do that, I think that's a win. I think the Justin Holliday thing, if you re-sign him in the summer, I think that's a win. So hopefully the Grizzlies, I'd be surprised if they're done. But again, Grizzlies trading Marshawn Brooks, Wayne Selden Jr., and 2 second-round picks for Justin Holliday. It is what it is. I think you turn two guys into players, two players that have not been very good into a player that is decent. And so I'll be very curious to see what happens once he gets in here. I don't think he starts your starting two-guard spot right away, but I think that he probably ends up, I think at the end of the year, I think he's your starting two-guard. And I think Garrett Temple's coming off the bench. But then that bench unit needs scoring so bad that I think that you have to start him in the second unit just because they need so much help. We've talked on this podcast on and on and on about how the Grizzlies need secondary scoring. And I think Justin Holliday fits that kind of B-level player that you're kind of missing. You have, you have some A-level players, and you have Kyle Anderson, I think, is just shy of A-level. He's a higher-end role player, starter, fringe starter in the league. And then you had someone like Justin Holliday, who I think is a quality role player. And we said it just the last show we did. I said that the Grizzlies don't have a player that can light it up sometimes. And so I think Justin Holliday is one of those guys that I think you are able to go in and every once in a while you can go in and light it up. And you look at his game logs. I mean, let's see, his game logs points-wise, last game 3, 11, 10, 2, 15, 11. So it's been largely inconsistent in the past. He's got a couple 20-point games. He's got a 27-point game. He's got an 18-point game. But he is a guy that can come in and can get hot and play well. So who knows what a change of scenery will do for a guy like Justin Holliday. But hopefully it does well, and hopefully he's able to come in and really fill more of that Tyreek Evans void that they had in mind when Tyreek Evans coming off the bench and really just kind of scoring buckets. So hopefully he's a guy that can do that and also play a healthy amount of defense for him at the end of the games. You might see him inserted instead of Shelvin Mack at that two-guard spot, which would be a huge relief. You can insert someone like him at the end of games to play defense and also provide some three-point shooting. So I think there's a lot of different ways you can use Justin Holliday. I think it's a good trade. Like I said, I think it's too much for a guy like Justin Holliday, but I also think they probably were forced into some type of bidding war where they had to put in the two second-round picks. And you're getting rid of players you were already willing to get rid of anyway. Get rid of some, a couple players that, largely aren't even being effective this year. So I think it's probably a win in the end for the Grizzlies. Again, Grizzlies trade Marshawn Brooks, Wayne Selden Jr., 2 second-round picks to the Chicago Bulls for Justin Holliday. Make sure you follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Grizz. Make sure you guys are getting your questions in for Monday Mailbag. We'll come back with a full episode tomorrow as well and talk a little bit more in depth about Justin Holliday. And you guys can get a little bit more opinions. We have trying to lock down a guest maybe later tonight for tomorrow's show. But we'll come back with a full episode tomorrow, talk more about this trade. Until then, we'll see you next time.